Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. Today is Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous day here in the New York metro area, and I hope it is wherever you are. You know, one of the things I love about the end of a month and the beginning of the next month is it provides a great opportunity to look back at what worked the prior month and what maybe didn't work so well, and maybe we can build on, do better. And I mean, I do it all the time. I ask myself constantly, what could I do better? Whether it's with the podcast, whether it's with the blog, whether it's with my business, whether it's with my family, you know, how can I improve on what I did last month? What did I do, you know, over the last several months that I can learn from and grow from and improve upon? And it's very, very common for people to look at other folks and say, what are the best practices that they followed? What are the things that they did that I can learn from? And I think that's a great idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. I do it all the time. And you're very fortunate in that lots of people publish lots of information on how you can improve all the time. For instance, Marketing Charts has a list of their top 10 charts from the month of May. They do this every month. They publish their top charts. I do the same thing with the top blog posts from the preceding month. So I just did one called 10 Things You Gotta Know Now, the top 10 digital marketing e-commerce posts in May, right? Very, very good stuff. The problem with that, though, and I want to be really clear, I'm not saying you shouldn't look at other people. However, it also has a risk. And the risk is that you're doing what everybody else is doing. You're only following what others are doing and not learning from your own information. And let me show you why that's important. So one of the top charts in the marketing charts list, the very first one, just talks all about the growth of mobile. And anybody who listens to the show knows how important I think mobile is and how critical to your business it will be. Quartz has an unbelievable post that talks about how the future of mobile phones doesn't include phone calls. They say that voice traffic on mobile networks will peak in 2015, then revert back to around 2011 levels by 2019. By the end of the decade, our mobile phones will be devices we use primarily to access the internet. Which is great, right? And it is. It is. What's also true is that as we go through this radical shift over the next several years, it's very hard to know what your customers are going to do and how they're going to adapt and change. You know, there was a funny article the other day on the Washington Post. This is not the kind of thing I normally talk about, but I just thought it was kind of funny that the United States ambassador to Switzerland was sworn in with her hand by placing her hand on a copy of the Constitution of the United States on a Kindle. They didn't have a hard copy anywhere handy, so they pulled out an e-reader, a Kindle reader. She put her hand on the thing and, you know, was sworn in as ambassador to Switzerland, right? Who saw this coming? Who looked at the world and said, you know what people are going to be doing pretty soon? You know, it just doesn't happen, right? We don't know where our customers are going fully. There's a whole big piece on Mobile Marketer about the growth of the Internet of Things and how that industry will go to almost 3 billion, almost 3 trillion dollars by the end of next year. $2.7 trillion. The Internet of Things is this idea where devices are connected to the internet that people don't interact with. They don't require human interaction. However, your mobile phone will be able to connect to them and allow you to learn from embedded data around you. Perhaps find your way through a store, perhaps direct to you to a product, perhaps direct you to, you know, health or services that you need, right? So it's going to be an incredible thing, and it will allow you to control the environment. Things, you know, the obvious ones would be adjusting your thermostat from your mobile phone, right? Pretty simple thing. But it could be all kinds of stuff that we don't know yet. And so, you know, best practices may not be best practices for your customers, because what your customers are doing may be different than the best practices. I'm not saying they are. I'm saying you should find out for yourself. You know, for instance, there's this really cool post on eMarketer where they talk about how Western Europe's social users choose personalization over privacy. Now, I think we are all very familiar with the idea that your customers want to protect their private information, and they, you know, don't want to give away too much information, particularly with all the stuff that's been going on with, you know, the government scandals, the spying scandals, and things like that. You know, we assume that people aren't really interested in telling us too much about themselves, right? Well, eMarketer says, and this is a quote, "In reality, though, privacy worries seldom trump the perceived advantages of allowing organizations and advertisers to gather and store web users' personal data. According to October 2013 findings from Ipsos Mori, a majority of internet users surveyed in France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Great Britain said they would rather receive personalized service and recommendations at the cost of their privacy than restrict access to their details." Now, does that mean it's true for your customers? Don't know. Something for you to test and learn from. You know, when you look at what the big players are doing, and I talk about the AgFam folks all the time, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, as well as some of the folks, you know, just outside looking in, Yahoo, eBay, Walmart, they're not sitting still. They're continually learning from their customers, learning from their data. You know, I had a post last week called "How Safe Is Your Business from Mobile E-commerce?" And it really followed up on a lot of what I've talked about in the past with AgFam and why mobile first just became mobile now in episode 71 of the podcast. And, you know, it's just crazy what Walmart's been doing is they're testing mobile technologies to help customers answer common questions. You know, is a product in stock, or where can I find it in the store, and things along those lines. And what's happened is Walmart's the fourth largest e-commerce player in the world, and that's despite the fact that e-commerce only accounts for 2% of its overall revenue. They're not sitting still. They could be saying, well, e-commerce is tiny. Mobile commerce is tiny, so we don't care. But instead, what they're saying is there's an opportunity here to learn from our customers and to grow and to get better and to grow our business so that we're not threatened by the Amazons of the world, so that we're not threatened by the eBays of the world, so that we're not threatened by the Googles of the world. And you can do the same thing. Because the reality is your customers and the data about them is something that only you will have. You know, Google doesn't know things about your customers that you know specifically if you do a survey of customers in your stores or in your hotels or in your restaurants. They don't know about the way you tie email together. They know a lot, and they can infer a lot, and big data helps them guess a lot. But you can talk to people. You can connect online to offline. You can test for yourself and see what's working for your business. See what's working when your customers interact with you on mobile. See what's working when your customers interact with you on tablet. See what's working when your customers work with you on desktop. All of those things tell you something about your customer and your business that enable you to help serve your customers more effectively, help them solve their problems more effectively. You know, I wrote a post the other day for my weekly Travel Tuesday report that talked about why how industry leaders show why guests changing behavior matters. You know, and what we've seen is that Adobe's Digital Index report shows smartphone bookings are up 114% since January of 2013. That people assume mobile is the future number one channel for end-to-end customer journey. And that your customers will be surrounded by screens everywhere. That's changing behaviors continually. And you have just as much right to understand that, and you have just as much ability to learn from it, and you have just as much opportunity to improve as anybody else out there. Big, small, big guys, little guys, just doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. So yes, you want to be aware of best practices. Yes, you want to learn from what others have done. You do. If you're listening to this episode and you're thinking, man, he's saying I should ignore best practices. Don't. Use best practices to see how you can build on your business. Right? You can test starting with best practices. A company called ConversionXL has this great post about 6 conversion rate optimization case studies with surprising results. You can use data like that to say, okay, I'm going to test what they tested and see whether it works for my customers. And that's how you improve month after month. That's how you get better month after month. So don't disregard best practices, but use them as a jumping off point to improve your customer's experience on mobile, on e-commerce, in your marketing, in your stores, in your restaurants, in your hotels, wherever it happens to be. And when you do that, the best practices you'll find will be the ones that are best for you. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I so want to thank you for tuning in. It is always great having you here. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the podcast. You can go to timpeter.com/podcast and subscribe in any of the episodes you find there. You can find us in iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher. Simply go ahead and search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, Tim Peter Thinks, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud, and then go ahead and subscribe there. And of course, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I do so look forward to hearing from you and love hearing what you think. Any comments or concerns or questions or thoughts, just anything you want to say, by all means, do feel free to share it with me at podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I hope you have a spectacular rest of the week. I hope you get a chance to get outside and enjoy this fabulous weather a lot of us seem to be having. And I'll have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.